So today, scripture, we've had read out of John and out of 1 Corinthians. And these last weeks, we've been looking together at what is Jesus for? What is Jesus all about? What are things in a positive way we can say these were priorities for Christ? And today we're going to kind of pivot a little bit. We're going to go into one of the letters mostly in the New Testament out of 1 Corinthians. But I wanted to start today to talk about how this was Jesus's idea. So if you look in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and you go to the end of each of those Gospels, in different ways it is recorded that Jesus, after his teachings, his life, his death on the cross, the resurrection, and then come the appearances, right? The appearances where Christ is coming to his disciples to give some, maybe you'd say, last words of wisdom before he ascends back to heaven. So at the end of each of the Gospels, you see these moments where Jesus is giving kind of some instructions. And so one of these was read today. Jesus appears to the disciples after the resurrection and breathes on them and says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And there's this real kind of sense of Jesus saying to the disciples, "I've equipped you, I've been teaching you, and now I'm going to send you." And if you look throughout the end of those Gospels, you'll see this strong sense of Jesus saying to the believers, you're now to join in the mission I've started. And so in a lot of ways, we can say the mission of the church is joining Jesus in his mission. Or another way to say it would be the mission of anyone who follows Jesus is to join in with the mission that Jesus started. And to love what he loves, just like we were singing about, to love what he loves, to serve others, right, to continue the good news. And I think that's a really powerful thing to consider, how Jesus not only showed us the way to the Father, made a way for us to draw near to the Father, but then turned around and said, "And now I want you to be a part of the work. I want you to be in mission with me." And I think that's a pretty amazing thing that that Jesus would use, you know, imperfect people like me to be a part of the work of Christ. And interesting, in the Greek, the word church means the sent ones, the called out ones. And so this idea of church or gathering of people, a lot of times we think of it in our modern day as a building, right? I mean, here in Prague, for example, and all over Europe, there's these amazing steepled churches that are huge and beautiful, and you walk in and you go, "Look at this church," right? And it's a building, but scripturally speaking, the building is not really the essence of what we get when we're talking about church. Rather, as we turn to 1 Corinthians, if you have your Bibles or you have it on your phone, you can turn with me. The concept that really strikes me for the church is one here in 1 Corinthians in this letter to the church in Corinth, basically saying the church is the body of Christ. In other words, the church is made up of many members, all different, but yet united in Christ's mission. And the image, right, that's painted, the picture that's painted here in 1 Corinthians 12 is this image of the body, right? So go ahead and put your hands out in front of you and wiggle them a little, or look at your foot, you know, these shoes, or, you know, move your elbows, right? It's this image of the body. And the writer kind of tongue-in-cheek, right? He does these questions that that he's kind of expecting you to go, well, yeah, duh, right? The ear can't say to the nose, I don't need you, right? They need to work together, right? I have a thing for ears, so I like pulling on my ears. So, and what would happen if we were all ears, right? If all of us were ears, then where would the mouth be? Where would the feet be, right? The hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you, right? You need the body. Have you ever had an injury on one part of your body? Like just, you know, think of your thumb. This little strange finger that we have. And yet if your thumb gets injured, I mean, there's so many things you can't do. Picking up, turning lids. I mean, there's so many things you need for this one little body part. You ever stubbed your foot, your toe, and hurt your toe? One little toe, and yet, man, if you peeled back your toenail and you found great pain, you know, your whole body feels it, right? A toothache, your whole body will feel sick. And so it's this image that's being painted, not of a church building in some stoic way, but of a living organism, like a body. And the New Testament writer goes on, and you can read more in Corinthians. It talks about spiritual gifts. It talks about loving one another. It talks about orderly worship. And it's all kind of instructing the church, a community of individuals who are called together to be one and many, to be one body united around Christ and all using their body parts, I guess you'd say, to build up the church, to build up the ministry that Jesus started. And in some ways, that's a very earthy analogy, right? But it goes on to kind of talk about how in the community of believers, there are different gifts or different parts, and we're all called to use the gifts we're given for the common good, to build up the church. And so that's something I just wanted to really highlight today for us as we look at this scripture. And it talks a lot about how we honor each other, we serve one another, and how we're individual, but we're all belonging together. And to me, this is a great image, a great picture of what it means to be missional church. Because this image is not primarily about coming on Sunday for a 1-hour service to say, I did church. I went to church. Check. I went to a building and we did some things and now I'm good. The image here in the scripture is much more a part of learning to love one another, learning to know who you are, who God has made you, so that you can find a way to serve, to be in mission, and to bless and to build up. Perhaps you've noticed in your life, as I've noticed in my life, sometimes I go to church because I need it, right? I need it in my life. I need the scriptures. I need the reminder. I need the encouragement. There's something in my life. I need to be in that prayer time. I really sense, man, this is for me today. And then there's other days I'll go home from a time of gathering, and I'll sense maybe my role is to pray for somebody else or to say a word of encouragement or to see someone who felt unseen or to draw out a strength. When I was a small little kid, I had older and wiser church members call out gifts they saw in me that I didn't see yet. I had old little women I would always go greet and hug. They were my grandmother's friends, and I'd always have to go talk to them and visit them. And they started calling me their pastor. I don't know, I was 10. And they started calling me Pastor Nicole. Well, that, you know, it kind of spoke to me, right? It kind of ministered to me as a young person trying to find my way of who am I, what am I good at, right? And I was the kind of person who gladly went to go visit the little old ladies because I loved talking to them. And they responded by saying, well, you're our pastor. And so I share that not to, just to give an example, right? Just to give an example. And maybe in your life, you can look back as you're growing up, as you're in adulthood, what are things that people in your community have called out in you, right? Somebody probably spoke to Rob at some point. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but somebody probably said, man, you're a really great singer, right? That's really a blessing. I'm guessing. Maybe somebody said that to you. And on we could go. And so I guess a question I want you to each individually consider is, what are the gifts, the talents, the hard wirings in your personality that God has given you, each of us, to then turn around to serve and to bless? And so this idea of missional church is, it's kind of a come in, be strengthened, be equipped, and then you go out, right? And some of it's within the body. Some of it's here among us, right? We encouraging each other, strengthening each other, discipling one another, mutual edification for the common good. And some of it also is just simply outward focused. It's not just about what we do on a Sunday morning. It's about kind of a equipped missional lifestyle of, because I follow Jesus, I live differently. So that means if I notice somebody when I'm out walking in the city that seems totally lost, I'll stop and ask, do you need anything? Maybe you'll be the kind of person who you'll see somebody distraught on the train and you'll think, well, I'm going to intercede. I'm going to pray for that person right now. And on we could go, right? We can think of tactile things, things that you do through the church, things you just do because that's part of your sent one calling. That's part of who you're called to be. And so this is something that's been on my heart when I think about who are we as ESUMC. It's no secret, right? I'll say the obvious. This community of faith is in a season of transition. We've come through pastoral transitions. We've come through a season of COVID. And praise the Lord, we're coming into a new season. New pastor. Hopefully that won't drive you too crazy. And maybe a little. And then a new season where we're learning to live with just COVID exists, but we're still going to live life, right? And so we get to be together more, praise God. We get to invest in one another, and we get to invest in the world that God loves in a more embodied way, in a more hands and feet, ears and eyes and nose kind of way. And so I want to encourage us in kind of this season to really look into our own hearts and minds and seek the Lord. And maybe if we have questions, seek out one another to kind of ask ourselves, what has the Lord been giving me or equipping me with that I might turn around to use to serve?